Cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, mid 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 50s. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. State and local orders aimed at keeping the spread of the coronavirus in check in Kansas are facing challenges from the state's attorney general and business owners. State Attorney General Derek Schmidt said yesterday he's reviewing whether it's constitutional for people who violate Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's orders restricting business activities to face criminal charges. The Attorney General's announcement came a day after two business owners in Linn County in eastern Kansas filed a federal lawsuit over an order requiring them to track who enters their premises. An 8-year-old Garden City boy died when an ATV he was riding on rolled over in western Kansas. Kearney County authorities say the crash occurred around noon Sunday, about 7 miles northeast of Deerfield. 20-year-old Daniel Rodriguez and 8-year-old Aiden Hernandez were riding the ATV. Authorities say both were thrown from the vehicle, neither wearing helmets, and 8-year-old Aiden Hernandez died at a local hospital. Mid-America Network News.
Oglaw Livestock's special cow-calf pair stalker and feeder sale with our regular this Wednesday, May the 13th. Sale time, 9 o'clock on butcher cows and bulls, noon stalkers and feeders, 1 o'clock pairs. We'll start with Jim Swartz, John Alexander, 62 Angus, few black white face, first calf to short-term cows with March-born calves at side. Camer Livestock, 40 Angus, black white face, 5 to 7-year-old cows with calves at side. Calves have had an alpha 7 and multi-man at birth. Sean Spangler, 32 Angus stalker. Cows. Roger Kirkenschlager, 23, Angus, 4 to 6-year-olds, with Charlet sired calves at side. In the stalker and feeders, Living Valley Farms, 58, Angus and crossbred steers, heifers. Gordon Meyer, 35, Shorthorn cross steers, heifers, 6 and a quarter to 800 pounds. View all sale details at our website, oglawalive.com. Call the office at...
Authorities have identified a man who fatally shot himself after a standoff in Junction City over the weekend. The man, 39-year-old Damian St. Julian of Junction City, died after barricading himself in a house on Saturday afternoon. Junction City Police Captain Trish Giordano says when police tried to stop Julian's car, he refused to get out of his car, brandished a weapon, and drove to a home where he barricaded himself inside. She says Julian fired at officers. After several hours, officers entered the home and found Julian deceased of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Hundreds of people in a Kansas City suburb gathered to honor a police officer who died in a shootout. Spectators stood and watched Sunday night as dozens of police vehicles drove through Overland Park to remember Officer Mike Mosier, who was killed on May 3rd. The Salute to Blue driving vigil was the first of 3 days of events that will honor Mosier, culminating with a private funeral and public funeral procession tomorrow. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Nebraska holding the nation's first in-person primary since a heavily criticized election in Wisconsin 5 weeks ago in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Election officials have repeatedly urged voters to cast early mail-in ballots, but Republican Governor Pete Ricketts and Secretary of State Bob Evnen both pledged to forge ahead with an in-person primary, even though many other states have rescheduled theirs or switched to all-mail voting. Ricketts and members of the Nebraska National Guard will be on call help for short-staffed polling sites in 8 counties, including the Omaha and Lincoln areas. Governor Pete Ricketts pushing back against 4 Nebraska lawmakers who urged him to cancel a $27 million coronavirus testing contract with a group of out-of-state startup companies, calling their criticism ludicrous, even though the program is off to a slow start and hasn't kept up with demand. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Sheriff Dan Hargrave Monday announced that he is retiring effective June 1st. Notice of that resignation was forwarded to the Kansas governor and secretary of state, setting the timeline of 14 days for the Marshall County Republican Central Committee to meet and recommend a replacement, who would then be forwarded to the Kansas governor for approval. Hargrave served as Marshall County Sheriff for 12 years, with over 20 years in law enforcement. His career included 12 years with the Kansas Department of Transportation. Marysville City Council met Monday. Parker Price was sworn in as a councilman for Ward 1, replacing Gina Graham, who had resigned previously. The term extends through November 2023. Potential acquisition of property at 101 South 4th raised discussion, as Diane Schroller spoke against the prospect, adding that adequate property adjacent to the Elm Street shop is available to add storage and shop buildings. She asked why the city would buy additional property and expressed concern that an existing house would go off the tax rolls. The mayor countered that there is not adequate room to build and any additions would be smaller buildings. Bobby Pippia noted that asking price for the property could increase and suggested the property should be taken when available. Following discussion, a move to approve purchase of the property at 101 South 4th with funds currently set aside passed on a 5-3 motion, with Schroller, Terry Hughes, and Todd Fry voting no. Approval for reopening city-owned facilities resulted in a lengthy discussion. Differing opinions were heard on opening playgrounds, opening the swimming pool, and when to allow ball practice. Recommendations include Phase 1 with social distancing in groups of only 10 people or less through May 17th, then expanding to groups of 30 through the end of May. Phase 3 bumps up groups to 90 or less and runs June 1st through June 15th. All three phases include social distancing and cleaning guidelines. Plan for opening city facilities, City Hall and Police Department, not before June 1st. Recreation and Ball Complex, limited practice before June 1st, first games June 15th. Museums, not before June 5th. Park bathrooms and playgrounds, not before June 15th. The pool, not before June 19th, pending staff availability and certification. Open council meetings may resume in June. These are in compliance with the governor's plans and allowing options for changes as needed. City financials show the general fund is about $95,000 lower than a year ago. Major expenses include purchase of AEDs, repairing the city park playground, and the increase in insurance premium. The water fund is also lower, also due in part to insurance costs. The sewer fund continues to increase and the sales tax fund decreased after construction of ADA ramps was completed. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts Monday announced plans to issue a new directed health measure for the five-county public health district, which includes Gage and Jefferson counties, effective May 18. The new directive will allow for reopening of salons, barber and tattoo shops, massage and therapy services with some restrictions, also allowing reopening restaurant dining rooms and a new guideline for child care centers, increasing from 10 to 15 children. Additional specifics are available online at the Nebraska State Health and Human Services website. The 47th annual meeting of the Kansas-Nebraska Big Blue River Compact Administration will be this Wednesday, May 13th at 9:30 and will be streamed live via the Kansas Department of Agriculture website. The meeting will also be archived for later viewing. Anyone interested in water-related activities within the Big Blue and Little Blue River basins in Kansas and Nebraska are encouraged to live stream the meeting. The Kansas-Nebraska Big Blue River Compact was established in 1971 with the purpose of promoting interstate cooperation, achieving equitable apportionment of waters in the basin, and promoting the orderly development and encouragement of an active pollution abatement program in each state. Again, the meeting is Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. online at agriculture.kansas.gov/BBRC. More summer event cancellations as the Washington County Rodeo is canceled. The 8-man All-Star Game in Beloit in June has also been suspended. The fatality from a construction accident last week at the Rock Creek School in Pottawatomie County has been identified as 45-year-old Matthew Becker of Manhattan. He died after he was trapped in an excavation at the construction site Thursday morning. Lowell H. Meyer, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Private service Wednesday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Service will be broadcast on the Ward Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lowell Meyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham, redskin potatoes, asparagus, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, lasagna, mixed green salad, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Bite Me Barbecue is the place to go for pulled pork, sausage, brisket, and ribs. You can get all that and more for carryout and curbside pickup. And now, for the first time in over a month, you can enjoy that food inside Bite Me Barbecue. That's right, you can come on in while still abiding by current safety regulations. So head on in to Bite Me Barbecue and be sure to check out their daily specials on Facebook. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the central northern parts of the Rockies with a warm front extending into the central southern parts of the United States. This low is going to move really slowly across the central and east central parts of the Midwest all the way through the end of the week, as we have another system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like Friday night continuing into the weekend, like I said, bringing prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, temperatures will finally warm back up into the 70s as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 60s around 70. Tomorrow night, we'll continue showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 72, record high on this date, 88 in 2000. The average low, 50, and the record low, 36 degrees, set in 2013. Sunset this evening, 8:33, sunrise in the morning at 6:12. 42 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are light and variable. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. A salute to the seniors of Axtell High School from Maui Trucking, the Western National Bank, Little Joe's Service, G&J Food Mart, Moonlight Restoration, Little Steps Dance Studio, and Southeast Community College.
I'm Jason Tennant, the principal at Axtell Public School. I would like to congratulate the class of 2020 and wish them the best of luck with their future endeavors. They have overcome a lot of obstacles the past 2 months and have maintained a positive attitude, even though they have missed some final events. Congratulations to the seniors of 2020.
Axtell seniors include Derek Bussing, Quinn Bussing, Kinsey Feldkamp, J.J. Hart, Caleb Holthouse, Caitlin Lears, Taylor McClellan, reporting, Corey Schmilsley, Simon Schmitz, Kevin Smith, Clark Werner, and Aaliyah Hazenkamp. A salute to the seniors of Axtell High School from Maui Trucking, the Western National Bank, Little Joe's Service, G&J Food Mart, Moonlight Restoration, Little Steps Dance Studio, and Southeast Community College.
Negotiations begin for the possible return of baseball. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Major League team owners and the Players Union are set to sit down today to discuss the fate of the season. Elements of the proposal to be presented include an early July start with an 82-game regular season schedule, a universal designated hitter, and an expansion of playoff teams to 14. ESPN's Jeff Passan says, along with players' health and safety, money will be at the heart of any possible return.
The MLB Players Association is looking at a March agreement that was made with the league that said they're going to be paid a prorated share of their salary depending on the number of games played. Now, the league doesn't exactly see it that way. They think that the agreement says if there are no fans in the stands, it's different.
The NBA and its players' union agreed to extend the league's right to terminate the current collective bargaining agreement to September. The NBA's current collective bargaining agreement extends through the 2023-24 season. This is ABC Sports. A coalition of pro footballers sent a letter to the Justice Department calling for an investigation into the shooting death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man who was shot dead while jogging near his home in southern Georgia. Former NFL receiver Anquan Boldin is a co-founder of the organization. Appearing on ESPN's First Take, he said it's significant to see prominent white athletes, including Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Steve Kerr, publicly support the black community on matters of social injustice.
I think it's very significant, especially, you know, having Tom be a guy who hasn't been involved in politics at all. But it just goes to show that people are tired of this happening.
NASCAR is gearing up for its return this coming Sunday at Darlington Raceway without fans. On SportsCenter, driver Denny Hamlin said he's ready to go.
I think NASCAR's got a great plan in place for us to be safe this weekend and continue to entertain millions of NASCAR fans that have been itching for us to get back on the track.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at HoneymanAuto.com, home of quality and value.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants the Trump administration to provide guidance on how the Federal Emergency Management Agency can help farmers depopulate and dispose of livestock. Led by House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota, the group sent a letter to the White House on Friday. Specifically, the lawmakers request the administration allow for expenses related to livestock depopulation and disposal to be reimbursed under Category B of FEMA's Public Assistance Program. A similar effort in the Senate is led by Iowa's Chuck Grassley. He says farmers are facing an animal welfare crisis due to overcrowding and the challenge of providing enough feed and water to each animal. The Senate letter states pork producers sent to market over 2 million pigs each week, and if 20% of the processing is idle, that means somewhere around 400,000 animals per week must be disposed of in some manner other than processing. Mayors from across the U.S. Farm Belt on Monday condemned oil industry efforts to seize markets from farmers and biofuel producers under the Renewable Fuel Standard. In a letter to EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, 70 mayors called on the agency to reject unjustifiable RFS waiver requests and protect rural communities. The letter says the closures of ethanol plants is having a devastating ripple effect throughout the economy. The mayors say waivers to the oil industry would further damage rural communities. The letter was offered in support for America's biofuel producers who have seen demand evaporate during the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 70 biofuel plants have completely shuttered their doors. Another 70 significantly cut production amid demand losses stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says when biofuel production shuts down, everyone hurts, from farmers to truckers to meat packers and ranchers. They need animal feed and carbon dioxide for refrigeration. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The White House and Hill Democrats remain at odds on the way forward on another pandemic aid package, despite the growing needs in agriculture and other sectors and predictions of depression-era joblessness in June. There's little doubt of the need for more economic aid, with estimated losses in agriculture alone easily topping that pass so far, and some lawmakers seeking at least $50 billion for producers. Yet talks between the White House and House Democrats were on hold amid big differences on new proposals, as aides to the president advised waiting maybe another month to see the impact of trillions already approved. But American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says there's need for help now, including in livestock, as payment limits are possibly eased.
We're going to need additional resources just because the costs are so high. And in these sectors in particular, payment limits don't make sense when you look at the investment and cost associated with these segments of the industry.
And then he also said that there's also the need to indemnify livestock producers who may have to depopulate millions of animals.
There's going to be more resources devoted to this through the supply chain and back through to producers for losses. And even once we see these plants reopening, the question of capacity, we're not going to be at 100%. There's going to be slowdowns. There's going to be changes to how processing goes forward.
More than a dozen Senate Democrats and Republicans asked congressional leaders this week for added funding to help producers facing an animal welfare crisis with overcrowding. There's also a need to improve access and processing of SBA small business loans as well as grants. Congress upped funding and specified agriculture's ability for emergency disaster loans in the last aid bill. That's the news, and with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday morning through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. It is off to the races for planting in some places. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I was on the phone last week with a farmer from South Central Illinois who had not yet been able to get in to plant because it's been too wet. I was on the phone with another farmer in Kankakee County, Illinois. That's south of Chicago, about an hour. And he was able to get a lot planted. Some of it, though, is now underwater, and he'll have to replant that, he suspects. Mother Nature is always in control, is she not? When it comes to the garden, Mother's Day was always the safe date when I was growing up in northeastern Colorado, the date after which it was safe to put in your garden, put out the flowers. Jim Fazell, our gardening guru, says it's time to go ahead and put out some tomatoes and things like that, but better have a blanket ready.
If you can get your soil worked, it is safe to set out the first tomatoes if you can cover them, should there be a frost. Some of the things that you can put out would be things like the coles. This would be cabbage and Brussels sprouts and broccoli. That type of thing can go out because they will take a freeze. In fact, many times they can be grown in the fall to where they'll last up into December if they have a little bit of protection. Things that you can sow right now in the garden would be your first planting of beans. You can sow beets, carrots, and certainly greens. Now, the soil temperatures aren't real high, so you don't need to rush on things like beans, but you could put them in the ground if your soil is in the sun where you can get a little bit of heat and where it dries out pretty nicely. It's too cool for things like super sweet corn and some of the vines and okra because they do have to have warm soils before they'll begin to grow. If you have plants, you can set out impatiens and geraniums and marigolds, petunias. They take a little bit of a frost. And incidentally, the garden centers are open. Most of them have opened. A lot of them say that they will allow you to come into the place as long as you wear your face covering, and if you maintain your 6 feet between people distances, no problems. And they have plant materials that are ready to go. So you can get the materials to plant. If the ground isn't ready to do that yet, you have these little packs or flats of plants. They can be set aside. You can put them in the sun, take them back in if we have damage or danger of too heavy rain or some freezing weather before you get them into the ground. But this is the time to begin. It's not really the time to plant, but it's a good time to plant.
Oh, and there's lots of other stuff you can do out in the yard, too. And Jim will talk about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from Key Indy Y, and a cooler day ahead, middle 50s on the high side today. It's 42 degrees this morning in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Let's talk baseball. Major League Baseball owners have finalized a plan that may allow the 2020 season to start in early July. Correspondent Omar Jimenez in Chicago talks about the next steps.
They plan to present a proposal to the Major League Baseball Players Association today, and according to multiple reports, owners have finalized a plan to restart the season as early as 4th of July weekend. Now, the season would not look like any season we have seen in recent memory. It was supposed to start back on March 26th, and basically this plan would pick things up midway through. So for starters, we would not see a full 162-game season. Instead, we'd see an 82-game season, much like a typical NBA season, and it would start again in early July, according to reports. There wouldn't be fans. Spring training would be in the summer, in June, and on how the game is played, we'd have a designated hitter in both the National and American League, as opposed to just in the American League.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Hay and straw may look similar, but confusing the two could mean disaster in the garden. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new 2-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 12th, the 133rd day of the year. Composer Burt Bacharach and baseball's Yogi Berra were born on this day. Occasionally, we hear of gardeners using hay to mulch their planting beds. They've seen others using it, so why not? Unfortunately, they've mistaken straw for hay. Hay is dried field grass, usually wheat, rye, or barley, composed of the plant's stalk, blades, and seed heads. and is used primarily as livestock feed. Straw, on the other hand, is the hollow stem of those plants that most importantly does not contain seeds. It's ideal as animal bedding, as an insulator and mulch for vegetable beds. So before you become a reluctant wheat farmer, make sure it's a bale of straw, not hay, that you're bringing home. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY. It was a home run when the game was tied. A pickup truck when I could drive. One pink line when Katie said I'm late. It was a passing grade, a pretty girl. All the money in the world. What mattered then kept changing every day. But when I bow my head tonight, there'll be no me, myself, and I. Just watch my wife and kids, please, Lord. That's all I ask for. Crazy how a passing storm or siren sound can make me drop it all and pick up the phone. To hear her say that all's okay is all I need to know these days. Can't wait to see their faces when I get home.